FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You're listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date, August 29th, 2016, rapidly approaching the end of the year. It's hard to believe quarter is coming to an end, but the markets continue, the insanity continues, and with us, Chris Vermeulen, goldandoilguy.com, thegoldandoilguy.com, worth reading. Chris, you've been in these markets since you're 16, started your newsletter back in 2001. You're a veteran in these markets, and hey, it's always great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So gold and oil, I mean, it doesn't get much more basic than that. Gold, we've had a modest run-up. I mean, hell, it was hovering in the 1,000 to 1,100 range past year. Come December 2015, that's when the market kind of came out of its moribund state. The mining shares really came out of there. I mean, they were on life support, 90% declines over the past 5 years, and now we've seen them go up 400, 500, 600%, some of them. Now, looks like we've gotten to a little sleepy state. What are you seeing for precious metals, for the metal itself and the stocks coming up for the next quarter and for the coming year?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, obviously, this year we saw, you know, January was a kind of a really momentum kind of shift in the markets. We saw a pretty strong sell-off in equities, and we saw global money flow into precious metals. We saw, you know, gold and silver, one of the strongest performers of the year, just exploded. And it just goes to show how they are seen as a safe haven. And, you know, that downward momentum we've seen from 2011 top in gold, you know, that momentum is now done. The downward trend is finished. And you could argue we're in a stage one basing pattern, or we have started a bull market. It depends on your horizon, the type of chart you're looking at, whether it's a weekly or a monthly chart. But the big picture is money is flowing into precious metals. Tons of money is flowing into the mining stocks. And whenever there is bad news globally, we see gold and silver and miners hold up very well. And gold's held up the best. Maybe it hasn't moved as much as in percentage basis as the miners and silver, but we see gold holding in a very tight pattern the last couple months. And it just goes to show that there's a lot of support there. And really, you know, we haven't, until we break about the $1,400 mark on gold, that once we've broken that level, that will be a clear breakout of a multi-year basing pattern that really points to about $2,600 an ounce after that point. So I think we're very close to a major move. Cycle analysis that I have on gold shows that we potentially actually have some weakness in gold till about mid-October. Now, I use time cycles. And the way it works is there's what I call a cycle skew. So when something enters an upward trend, a bull market, it has a positive cycle skew, which is what gold, silver, bonds have been performing. So what we see is we see gold and silver and bonds rally when the cycle is moving up. And then when the cycle tops out and starts moving down, we don't see that commodity or that asset class move down. We just see it consolidate sideways. And we saw the cycles for gold bottom in January. And then it topped out in June. And from there, we saw gold just trade sideways in a fairly large range for a while until the cycles bottomed. And then as the cycles turned up, we saw the next push higher to new multi-year highs in gold. And of course, the gold cycle right now topped out a couple of weeks ago, first week of August, and it shows us not bottoming until mid-October. So we could continue to see a flat line or a mild consolidation and price fade lower a little bit in gold, silver, and miners until mid-October. Now, that's just based on cycles. There will be probably some catalyst that triggers the next stock market kind of crash. There's always either, you know, a banking crisis or a tech bubble. They always blame it on something, but you know, if you follow technical analysis, you can see major market tops starting to form months, sometimes a year ahead of schedule. Doesn't mean the market has to roll over. It just is a warning sign the market has lost momentum, and it's just, it's waiting for some type of global, I think, catalyst to spark a massive sell-off in the equities market. And when that happens, I think the cycles for gold are going to get thrown off, because we're going to see money just pile into the precious metals and bonds as a safe haven. And then we're going to see them break through the $1,400 an ounce, and gold will be off to the races. And there, it'll be one of those kind of rallies where you don't really get a big pullback or correction. It just continues to can grind higher and higher for months after month and keep going up.
So you think this is really secular, what we're seeing now? It's not a dead cat bounce, or just kind of what you would call like a intermediate term cycle, and just a bounce off of what was a bear market in gold and silver?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a dead cat bounce. There's a lot more power to it than just a big short covering rally that, you know, everybody who's been short all those stocks and the commodity are covering. It's gone beyond that. It's gone beyond the short covering rally, and then it kind of went into a consolidation mode for a few months. And then we've seen the last couple months from there rally up to where we are today. So we're seeing a lot of money moving into this, and it's kind of the kind of money that is holding long term. So I don't see a huge massive wave of selling in this sector. We might see it pull back a bit, try and shake out short term traders who are long, break a couple pivot lows. We might dip back down to 1300 on gold, but the grand scheme of things, the chart is extremely bullish for gold. When it breaks above the recent high over around 1375, and then muscles up through 1400, it's going to have some serious upside momentum, and that's when it's going to start hitting the news that it's in a bull market. We're going to start seeing on the media, and it's just going to keep muscling up. It's going to attract a lot of attention and investors to start piling on, and of course that'll be $400-$500 later from where it actually bottomed. And investors usually chase prices up, and they drive the rest of the market the rest of the way. So as us short term and kind of savvy investors, you know, I've been accumulating gold, silver, and miners for about a year. And so now we're, you know, in position, and now we're just waiting for this final breakout and rally. And then for all the average market participants to finally start hearing about it around the world and start to accumulate over the next couple of years and drive it to all-time highs for us.
Yeah, and these stocks, some of them have just, you know, the performance on them has just been stellar. I mean, you look at it, it's just, hey, everyone who thought the mining industry was all but dead and buried, all of a sudden these things come back, and it's like, wow, where did this come from? We thought this industry was dead. Right.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so many like these companies, they don't have a lot of shares outstanding anymore because they've gone through so much kind of refinancing and share cleanup. So some of them used to have 150 or 300,000 shares outstanding. They would do like a reverse stock split and go all the way back down to 40 million shares versus, you know, 150 million. And, you know, it just means that all the people who own shares before, they don't have a lot of selling pressure anymore. So even if when they do want to sell, they're not going to do a lot of damage to the stock. And because there's very little volume, it's easy for those stocks to rise in value. And that's what a lot of gold mining companies do. It sucks for investors who own a lot of shares and then more or less lose a bunch. But it's great for the share price going forward. So the companies who did that and are all cleaned up, you know, those are a lot of the stocks that we're seeing up 600, 800, you know, 1200% already. It's insane. But of course, most of them are penny stocks, sub, you know, 10 cents, sub 50 cents. Yeah. It's easy for them to jump up to $1.50 and all those, you know, those numbers quickly.
Oh, we saw it with our sponsors, like one of them, First Mining Finance, when they first started sponsoring the show, they were at 32 cents. It went up to $1.31. And, you know, it was, you know,
it's incredible. Yeah.
It just shot up. And I mean, it's a real company. They've got 15 million ounces in the ground. It's a mining bank, you know.
And this is just the beginning, right?
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
These little companies, they haven't really even had, they've only had a quarter or two of strong prices, and the prices still aren't that strong. Wait until Gold is at 1600, 1800 an ounce, yeah. back up near kind of the mean, the highs from back in 2011 and 12. And earnings start to come in and they're actually making profit. And that's when things are going to really explode. Obviously, if they're already at a dollar, for them to go $5 is only 500% gain versus these, you know, 20, 30 cent stocks now. But there's huge potential upside. It's amazing. It really is going to be an exciting ride as long as gold can break out and rally. And, you know, it sounds bad, but hopefully we have some type of crisis that, you know, sends this commodity through the roof. And hopefully the stock market actually corrects and crashes. It's way overvalued anyway, in my opinion. And we can make a ton of money as stocks fall using inverse ETFs or shorting the market or options. So, you know, there's huge opportunity. I would love to see the stock market crash over the next year. Love to see precious metals rally. There's two incredible opportunities with dozens of ways you can play it.
Oh, for sure. So, hey, what about oil? Like, what is going on with oil? I mean, it just can't seem to break out. It's trapped.
It is. Yeah. You know, I feel as though oil is bottomed. It's, you know, I don't think it's going to go back down and really test those lows. It might get close down there, but to me, oil is going to be stuck. And same with energy stocks, like the XLE energy sector ETF. I have a feeling they are going to be doing similar to what we saw back in 2008, 2009, where I think they've bottomed, but I think they're going to trade sideways here until the bear market of U.S. equities is over. And that might, so we might see these things trade sideways. They do have a huge range, oil between $30 and $50 a barrel, potentially between $30 and $60. So there's a huge range percentage-wise. The energy sector, again, same big range. I think it's going to flatline in that range, like chatter back and forth. It could just channel, which could be great opportunities. Right now, oil is at resistance. Energy stocks are overbought. They're at resistance. I don't see them really breaking out and having a huge run. If oil breaks up and runs to the 60 mark, which is where it kind of topped out in 2015, then we're going to see energy stocks probably expand and move a little bit higher. But I don't see crude oil, you know, breaking that 60 and ramping back up into the mid 80s or 100. I think it's going to be channeling sideways, great opportunity, but it'll be, you know, I just don't see that taking off and exploding in any way.
Interesting, huh? So it's just stuck, and that puts pressure on the geopolitical scene, and that's good for gold, effectively, right? I mean, when you get down to it is,
yeah. You know, low oil prices, obviously, just to mine alone. I remember, you know, as crude oil was melting down in 2014, you know, the mining companies were starting to get excited because they're obviously their fuel consumption is huge, and it's a massive savings for these companies. In the grand scheme of things, it's you know, a couple drops in the bucket, but overall, these low prices for oil is really going to help their bottom line, their profitability. Now that gold is on the upswing, and these mining companies are feeling confident they're going to start expanding and get mining to try and get stuff out of the ground. So I think it's low prices of oil is good for the miners too.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it recently, had a guy on from a mining company. They're actually mining the slag heap and dumps in Nevada, where there was a dredge, and during World War II, they couldn't get qualified people. It was the damnedest thing. They couldn't get really good people because most of the guys were in the army. So they had really not qualified people doing the mining. And as a result, their yields were really awful. And so the quality of the slag heap there is unbelievable. And so now they're going back, they're mining the slag heap and the dumps, and they're getting like unbelievably high yields on these slag heaps. So, you know, that it's all because the prices are now attractive that they can go back and do this.
And that stuff would be fairly affordable to run because it's kind of already somewhat sorted.
Right.
And it's already, you know, it's all right there, easy accessible. It's not like you're mining it. You're just taking nice fluffy stuff and
pretty
running
much.
It through again. It's
And there's no permitting issues. There's no permitting issues because you don't have to dig to get it. It's already above the ground. I mean, it's pretty cool when you think about it, that this is just garbage that was, you know, just left left for dead, pretty much. So, you know, all sorts of opportunities open up in the mining sector when the prices cooperate. So, yeah. Anyway, hey, people want to subscribe to your publication. They go to thegoldenoilguy.com. What else do they need to know?
Yeah, well, at The Golden Oil Guy, I provide it's a daily video newsletter. And every day before the market opens around 8:45, I post a short video and I recap what happened in the markets yesterday, what's happened in overnight trading and pre-market today, and then what I expect to unfold today. So sometimes I'll jump around on time frames. Sometimes I'll just I'll look at the big picture or this week or what I expect to unfold over the next month. And I talk about gold, silver, oil, miners, the indexes, bonds, whatever's kind of moving. And I like to cover, you know, certain sectors or indexes when they're oversold or overbought for short-term opportunities in the market. So on top of that, I give out whatever ETF trade I'm doing, I share with subscribers in real time. I send out the alert, tell everybody what's going on and what I'm trading and why. And so you can follow along and do all the trades that I do, whether I do both long-term investing for my portfolio, which I share, and also short-term swing trading.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's interesting. ETFs, so pretty much you're in ETFs short-term though, right? You're not going long-term in ETFs. Correct.
I'm both. I share my long-term portfolio for ETFs, kind of my set it and forget it. So I've been scaling into positions over the last year, and so more or less I'm weighted heavily in long-term gold ETFs, silver, miners, bonds, some large cap in stocks, because large caps are still performing really well. I don't want to touch the small caps like the Russell 2000 type stocks because they're underperforming. But I do share my long-term portfolio. And whenever I make a change, it'll be in there. But I do, my focus with the newsletter is the shorter term swing trades. Get in for 3 days to 30 days and catch a swing in the market.
All right. Excellent. And as always, we'll have a link in the show notes to your site. And hey, it's always great having you on. We'll look forward to our next chat here, Chris. And hey, keep up the great work. We'll talk to you again soon. Be well.
Excellent. Thanks, Gary.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.